Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning, hangs around me all day.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Showgirls filled Broadway stages into the 1930s. Even though they've since disappeared, they still dazzle in song.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating Rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
One of the great subjects of show business has always been show business itself. In the early decades of the 20th century, Tin Pan Alley and the Broadway musical were expanding rapidly. These were the same years when young men and women, usually single, were moving to New York. Many of the women dreamt of jobs in show business. They wanted to sing and dance in a Broadway chorus or parade down Florenz Ziegfeld's illuminated staircase. They were the chorus girls and the showgirls who came from everywhere, but made their way to New York just as it and they found themselves in the vanguard of American modernity. Dorothy Loudon, Sadie Salome, and Max Morath, How Do You Do It, Mabel?
Sadie Cohn left her happy home to become an actress lady. On the stage, she soon became the rage as the only real Salome baby. When she came to town, her sweetheart Mose brought for her around a pretty rose. But he got an awful fright when his Sadie came to sight. He stood up and yelled with all his might. Don't do that dance, I tell you, Sadie. That's not a business for a lady. Most everybody knows that I'm your loving Mose. Oi, 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 where are your clothes? You better go and get your dresses. Everyone's got the upper glass.
Mabel Brown went to town, all dressed up in a gingham gown, with a ribbon in her hair, in her eyes, a vacant stare. Joined a show, wrote her bow. Mabel wanted to let him know she was earning, so to speak, $20 a week. Her beau came down to New York town to see his Mabel dear. The minute that he saw her flat, he whispered in her ear. How do you do it, Mabel, on $20 a week? Tell me how you are able on $20 a week. A fancy flat and a diamond bar, 20 hats and a motor car. Go right to it, but how do you do it on $20 a week? Mabel's beau wouldn't go. Hung around for a week or so, till he'd written on a pad everything that Mabel had. When he'd spent every cent, right to Mabel he quickly went for a small financial loan. Then he started for home. Each girl he met down home, you bet, he told them what he saw. Next day a mob was on the job at Mabel's flat to roar. How do you do it, Mabel, on $20 a week? Tell us how you are able on $20 a week. We'd like to be in the chorus too, earn our 20 the same as you. If we knew it, we'd willingly do it on $20. But how do you do it on $20 a week? How do you do it, Mabel, on $20 a week? Tell us how you are able on $20 a week. We'd like to be in the chorus too. Earn our 20 the same as you. If we knew it, we'd willingly do it on $20. But how do you do it on $20 a week?
From 1910, Dorothy Loudon with Irving Berlin's Sadie Salome. And from 1911, Max Morath with Berlin's How Do You Do It, Mabel. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The showgirl is long gone. With her lavish but scanty costumes, her cool eroticism, and her elegantly measured walk. That's what she did. She walked. Across a stage, out toward the footlights, but mainly down flights of stairs that seemed to descend from a backstage heaven. We still recognize her when we see her, even in more recent musicals that bring her back to life. Perhaps the best combination of memory and homage is Stephen Sondheim's Follies. Near the beginning, the showgirls, older now, parade for a last time before the wrecking ball takes down the theater. And one of the oldest of them remembers what it was like decades ago. From Follies, Arthur Rubin with Beautiful Girls and Elaine Stritch with Broadway Baby.
A flower so fair. just a Broadway baby. Walking off my tired feet, pounding 42nd Street to be in a show. Oh, Broadway baby, learning how to sing and dance, waiting for that one big chance to be in a show. Oh, gee, I'd like to be on some marquee, all twinkling lights, a spark to pierce the dark from Battery Park to Washington Heights. Someday maybe all my dreams will be repaid. Heck, I'd even play the maid to be in a show. Hey, Mr. Producer, I'm talking to you, sir. I don't need a lot, only what I got, plus a tube of grease paint and a follow spot. I'm a Broadway baby, slaving at a 5 and 10, dreaming of the great day when I'll be in a show. Oh, Broadway baby, making rounds all afternoon, eating a greasy spoon to save on my dough. Oh, at my tiny flat is just my cat, a bed and a chair. Still, I'll stick it till I'm on a bill all over Times Square. Someday, maybe, if I stick it long enough, I may get to strut my stuff, working for a nice man, like a Ziegfeld or a Weissman in a great big Broadway show.
Arthur Rubin, Beautiful Girls, and Elaine Stritch, Broadway Baby. Although Florenz Ziegfeld produced his first Follies in 1907 and devoted the next 25 years to glorifying the American girl, neither the annual extravaganzas nor their showgirls had a signature song until 1919. The war was over, the Doughboys were coming home, and it was time to celebrate. For the first time, Ziegfeld hired a single songwriter to write an entire score. It was Irving Berlin. At the last minute, Ziegfeld begged him for an additional song. There were costume designs he hadn't used. Berlin complied. The girls paraded their few sequins in perfect tactical array, and tenor John Steele sang. From 1919, A Pretty Girl is Like a Melody.
For music, and I have an eye for a maid. I link a pretty girlie with each pretty tune that plays. go together like sunny weather, 'cause with an arm of a May I've studied girls and music, so I'm qualified to say a pretty girl is like a melody that haunts you night and day, just like the strain of a haunting refrain. She'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night, and noon. She will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty
John Steele, A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody. A year later, Berlin separated from the Follies to go out on his own. He and partner Sam Harris were building a theater, the Music Box, to mount their own extravagant revues, scores only and entirely by Irving Berlin. For the first of them, the Music Box Review of 1920, Berlin needed his own version of the song he'd written for Ziegfeld. It was his new showgirls anthem, the new number for the Staircase Parade of Beautiful Women. Griff Williams Orchestra, with beautiful faces, need beautiful clothes.
The top girl in musical shows, if she were dressed in her best from her head right down to her toes. Beautiful faces need beautiful clothes.
many a shop girl whom nobody knows. Might be the top girl in musical shows. Beautiful faces need beautiful clothes.
Griff Williams Orchestra, Beautiful Faces Need Beautiful Clothes. It didn't matter how clever or intelligent these women were. They were single and on their own in the big city. It didn't matter if they could sing and dance. All they had to do was walk, wear stupendous costumes, and look gorgeous. If they were also shrewd enough, they could parlay their looks and their glamour into diamond brooches and Fifth Avenue flats. You took your annuity where you could find it, and it probably came with a sugar daddy to boot. They may have come from nowhere, but it wasn't where they planned to return. The showgirl's false front was part of the myth. Ian Whitcomb, She Lives Down in Our Alley, and Al Jolson, She's a Latin from Manhattan.
There's a girl lives near to me, a million-dollar mystery. Dressed in calico just a month ago, she joined a Broadway show. She don't know her old friends now, when they pass she'll never bow. As she goes by with head on high, you'll hear each neighbor cry,
hi, I know her and she knows me, she lives down in our alley. They call her La Belle Marie, but her right name's McNally. Big high heels and silken hose, Paris hats and Paris clothes, but why should she turn up her nose? She lives down in our alley. I know her and she knows me, she lives down in our alley. They call her La Belle Marie, but her right name's McNally. Her French ways are all a bluff, she's as French as Paddy Duff. I wonder where she gets that stuff, she lives down in our alley.
Just to see if she made good, the bunch from our old neighborhood spent a lot of dough, went to see the show about a week ago. When the card announced her name, La Belle Marie, well known to fame, they heard a voice yell, that's a lie, from the gallery high. My!
I know her and she knows me, she lives down in our alley. They call her La Belle Marie, but her right name's McNally. Big high heels and silken hose, Paris hats and Paris clothes, but why should she turn up her nose? She lives down in our alley. I know her and she knows me, she lives down in our alley. They call her La Belle Marie, but her right name's McNally. Her French ways are all a bluff, she's as French as Patty Duff. I wonder where she gets that stuff, she lives down in our alley.
She lives down in our alley.
From Spain, and she's the one in a million for me. I found my romance when she went dancing by, and she must be a Castilian. Si, si. Is she from Havana or Madrid? But something about her is making me doubt her. I think I remember the kid. Yeah!
She's a lad from Manhattan. I can tell by her manana. She's a lad from Manhattan, but not Havana. Though she does the rumble for us, and she called herself Dolores. She was in a Broadway chorus, known as Susie Donahue. She can take her tambourine and whack it, but to her is just a racket. She's a hoofer from 10th Avenue. She's a lad from Manhattan. She's a 42nd Streeter. She's a lad from Manhattan, Senorita Donahue.
But, senor, she's danced all over the world, in Spain, in the Argentine.
She's a lad from Manhattan. She's a 42nd Streeter. She's a lad from Manhattan, Senorita
Ian Whitcomb with Charles Baya and Charles McCarron's 1915 She Lives Down in Our Alley, and Al Jolson with Harry Warren and Al Dubin's 1935 She's a Latin from Manhattan. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Like the flapper, the showgirl was a type, even a stereotype. What kind of person she was mattered less than the associations that clung to her. It didn't matter if the song about her came from 1915, the heyday of the showgirl, or she appeared in a latter-day recreation a decade and a half later. A showgirl was a showgirl was a showgirl. Brad Sears and Bart Connor, Polly, Pretty Polly, and the female trio from Hold On to Your Hats, Showgirl Couplets.
Poor old New York has been captured at last. Broadway is up in the air. We lost our hearts to a girl with a past. Dear little sweet Polly Claire,
you'll hear them sing everywhere. Polly, pretty Polly, she's a jolly little dame.
Polly's created some talk.
Polly's the talk of New York. Polly, pretty Polly, fun and folly is her aim. A future at last
for a girl with a past.
Pretty Polly is her name.
David Belasco's to blame for it all. He brought the girl into sight. Even invited New Yorkers to call. Polly's at home every night.
Now we all sing with delight. Polly, pretty Polly, she's a jolly little dame. Polly's created some talk. Polly's the talk of New York. Polly, pretty Polly, fun and folly is her aim. A future at last for a girl with a past. Pretty Polly.
Come the same sweet showgirls you see in every show. We're mortified by Schubert and we're glorified by Flo. We aren't wise or comical, we're purely anatomical. The feature unattired for you tired so-and-so.
This big hit show they planned on would have no leg to stand on if it weren't for the golden calf men worship through the halls.
These lights and stage machinery, this ballroom and this scenery is nothing but a picture frame.
So are these.
And them's.
And those.
Brad Sears and Bart Connor with Irving Berlin's and George M. Cohan's Polly, Pretty Polly, and the female trio with Vernon Duke and Yip Harburg's Showgirl couplets. In many ways, the showgirl was an emblem of modernity. True, she was a stereotype controlled by a powerful man, a producer in the theater and a sugar daddy outside it. But she also made her way as a single woman, in many ways independent, on her own in the big city. She was feminine, alluring, erotic, and tough-minded. By the 1930s, she was even ready to organize. From George Gershwin and Buddy DeSilva's 1924 score to Sweet Little Devil, here are Sally Wilfert, Bertha Austin, and the other dames of the chorus with Strike, Strike, Strike.
Joyce! Oh, Joyce!
Won't you tell us where Miss Joyce is?
Joyce! Oh, Joyce!
Won't you tell us where Miss Joyce is? Do we have to strain our voices?
Joyce! Oh, Joyce!
Wait, I'll get her.
You're a dub.
Go right away!
Get her if she's in the tub.
Whom shall I say?
We've a date, she's waiting for us.
Tell her it's the Follies Chorus.
Oh, I'll go.
We're meeting here to call a strike today. No chance for anyone to pipe today. We'll fix the terms that we would like today. And then it's on to victory. We have a boss who sits alone apart and gives us orders like a Bonaparte.
Here's the thrilling slogan we have planned on. Without these legs, the Follies wouldn't have a leg to stand on. Huh? It's good. Yeah. Oh, here is Joyce, our president.
Hooray!
I'm glad to see that you all are here.
We're here.
Such good support makes our way seem
match with a raise. We'll hold out for no matinees, and all rehearsing has got to go.
Yay, boo!
Roughly, that form is our platform. In her honest toil, the Lord will help the working goyle. Come to order, ladies, if you please.
I think you should simply say,
sit down, sit down.
Our manager was bad enough, but now he's getting worse. He's kicking 'cause we send our understudies to rehearse. Before we sign, we're his divinities. He really treats us like affinities. And then the minute we are in it, he's about as mean as he can be.
I think you should simply say,
sit down, sit down.
I think a raise is quite the most important thing we seek. For who the hell can manage on $200 a week?
He said to cut the big Rolls Royces out.
Well, if that's the case, believe me, Joyce is out. Ah, I hate the way he tries our voices out.
We hate the way he tries our voices out.
The Chorus Girls from Sweet Little Devil with Strike, Strike, Strike. Showgirls aren't the same as chorus girls. Chorus girls are supposed to be able to sing and dance in addition to walking and posing. But chorus girls lived with similar stereotypes about their intelligence and their sexual behavior. The idea was to land a job and somehow turn it into stardom in the 20s in New York, in the 30s in Hollywood. The goal was to get hired in a new Broadway show and then take it from there. True love would be wonderful, but during the Depression, first you had to survive. From 1922, Bobby Short with George Gershwin and Brian Hooker's Innocent Ingenue Baby, and from 1932, Ginger Rogers with Harry Warren and Al Dubin's We're in the Money.
Dear little maid of 16, I'm here confessing, you have me guessing. Never a girl have I seen so prepossessing and yet serene. I don't wish to trouble you for a yes or no. Still, if you see what I mean, it's quite distressing to wonder so. Innocent ingenue, baby, say if I fell for you, baby, would you not love me true, baby, true? Flappers are not so few, baby, equally fair to view, baby, willing to bill and coo, baby, too. But there's a something somewhere, somehow smiling in your smile, that sets me winking, blinking, thinking every little while. Won't you make a trial, innocent ingenue, baby? Give me some kind of clue, baby. Tell me the answer, do, baby, do. That little slant of your eyes, is that negation or affirmation? Delicate blushes and sighs, are they damnation? A paradise. Though I seem inquisitive, tell me, I implore, are you a vamp in disguise, a mere flirtation, or something more? Innocent ingenue, baby, say if I fell for you, baby. Would you not love me too, baby, true? Flappers are not so few, baby, equally fair to view, baby, willing to bill and coo, baby, too. But there's a something somewhere, somehow smiling in your smile that sets me winking, blinking, thinking every little while. Won't you make a trial, innocent and genuine, baby? Give me some kind of clue, baby. Tell me the answer, do, baby, do.
Bobby Short, Innocent Ingenue Baby, and Ginger Rogers, We're in the Money. In 1936, William Powell played Flo Ziegfeld in The Great Ziegfeld. In 1941, Judy Garland, Lana Turner, and Hedy Lamarr co-starred in Ziegfeld Girl. And in 1944, everybody took a turn in Ziegfeld Follies. Each was a different kind of movie, but each made room for scenes with showgirls parading, even though the first movie came 9 years after Ziegfeld's death in 1932. He created our idea of the showgirl, and it outlasted him. From the great Ziegfeld, Ray Bolger, She's a Follies Girl.
If she's riding in the limousine with some millionaire or a college dean, if she's the grandest thing you've ever seen, then she's not my girl. If her smile is like the southern skies with California sunshine in her eyes, if she's the type that you could idolize, then she's not the girl for me. If she's dressed in new capo, Paris clothes, fancy home, diamond rings and gorgeous furs, so glorified that the world is hers. And if she has that certain Ziegfeld walk, and if she thrills you with her charm and talk, if she's the toast of little old New York, then she's not their girl, she's not his girl, she's not your girl, she's not my girl, she's the Ziegfeld Follies Girl.
Ray Bolger with Walter Donaldson and Harold Adamson's She's a Follies Girl. 100 years ago, Broadway musicals had huge casts. The chorus could number 50 girls singing and dancing as if their lives depended on it. Only with the princess shows that began in 1915 did the show limit the chorus to 15 and try for logical plots about recognizable people. And yet the chorus girl and the showgirl persisted in memory and myth. When a show turned into a throwback, or spiced up a sagging moment with a sexy number, more often than not, chorus girls led the way. From Hugh Martin's 1948 score to Look Ma, I'm Dancin', Nancy Walker with I'm the First Girl in the Second Row, and from 1979's Sugar Babies, the chorus with Arthur Malvin's Let Me Be Your Sugar Baby.
If you think that when you see me dance, you will recognize me at a glance, well, you should be in the know. I'm not the star of the show, but I've got a way to put you wise. You can spot me if you memorize this daily tale of woe. I'm the first girl in the second row, in the third scene of the fourth number, in fifth position at 10 o'clock on the nose. I'm the first blonde in Scheherazade, the first swan on the Swan Lake, and I play the thorn and the specter of the rose. In Igrushka, I'm a fairy, in Petrushka, I'm a bear, and in Sylphide, I am something that will really curl your hair. But the season's over for this patootie, and though I'm not a beauty, I think that I'll go back to Billy Rose, 'cause I'm sick of standing on my toes. I'll never be as sleek as Voronova, or equal the technique of Tumanova. And as for Alexandra Danilova, I know I'll never make a Shlemilova. For people who have already seen her, I'll never be another Zarina. I can't replace Pavlova, I will leave that to Markova, Delarova, and Rostova, and Popova. But at least in this old dancing game, I have a single claim to fame. The first girl in the second row, in the third scene of the fourth number, in fifth position you'll wonder why you came. I'm the first lamb in Helen of Troy, the first madame in Bluebeard, then I play the faun in the afternoon of same. In the obsolete nutcracker suite I play a flake of snow, and in rodeo they pay me dough to be a buffalo. But the going's rough and I've had enough, so I think I'll give the slough to this arty stuff and call the pass the pass, 'cause the first girl's leaving the cast at last.
I'm Debbie!
I'm Linda!
I'm Chrissy!
I'm Diana!
I'm Rose!
Nancy Walker, I'm the First Girl in the Second Row, and the Sugar Babies Chorus with Let Me Be Your Sugar Baby. In the same year as Sugar Babies, the chorus girls left the chorus for center stage and follow spots. The musical was Chorus Line, ostensibly the stories of the people, male and female, who dance in a Broadway chorus. Each of those auditioning has a story to tell. One of the best of them sets aside the pop psychology for a story about one way to make it in the chorus. Pamela Blair with Dance 10, Looks 3.
But after a while I caught on. I mean, I saw what they were hiring. I also swiped my dance card once after an audition, and on a scale of 10, they gave me, for dance, 10, for looks, 3. Well, dance 10, looks 3, and I'm still on unemployment, dancing for my own enjoyment. That ain't it, kid, that ain't it, kid. Dance 10, looks 3, it's like to die. Left the theater and called the doctor for my appointment to buy tits and bought myself a fancy pair, tightened up the derriere, did the nose with it, all that goes with it, tits and ass. Had the bingo bongos done, suddenly I'm getting national tours. Tits and ass won't get you jobs unless they're yours. Didn't cost a fortune neither, didn't hurt my sex life either. I would get the strays and losers. Beggars really can't be choosers. That ain't it, kid. That ain't it, kid. Fix the chassis. How do you do? Life turned into an endless medley of gee, it had to be you. Why, tits and ass. Where the cupboard once was bare, now you're knocking, someone's there. You have got them, hey, top to bottom, hey. It's a guess. Just a dash of silicone. Shake your new
from a chorus line, Pamela Blair with Marvin Hamlisch and Edward Claiborne's Dance 10, Looks 3. We love backstage musicals because we like to think they tell us the real stories of the people who entertain us. We have a special fondness for the background people, at least we used to, the chorus girls and especially the showgirls, who are the stuff of musical dreams. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's fascinating rhythm.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.